I think it is a real joy, a blessing and honor and a privilege to be able to be here another Monday afternoon. We're grateful for God's love, His mercy, His compassion, His understanding, His infinite wisdom. So many a time saving a vile sinner such as myself, I can't quite comprehend that, but I sure am grateful that He saved a no good sinner such as myself. And there's a lot of folks saying, well, when you get saved, you're no longer a sinner. Well, I know in the sight of God I've been sanctified through the blood of Jesus and been made a saint, but I still have a problem with sin. Everybody does. That is, sins of the flesh. Don't have any problem on the inside. He dwells there. He lives there. And the Bible said the seed remaineth, and he cannot sin. He's sinless. He's holy. He's precious. He's pure. He's undefiled, separate from sinners. But yet he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. And I'm just a wretched sinner saved by grace, grace of unmerited favor. That's something you don't deserve, something you can't obtain within yourself. God commends his love toward us while we were sinners. Jesus died in our stead, in our place. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And if you get to heaven, you'll have to be a justified sinner. God will have to have mercy upon you, and he can't do that and won't do that till you beg his mercy and seek his faith. You get remorse and repentant and cry out to God for mercy and forgiveness of sin. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's not tongue-in-cheek. That's out of one's heart, out of the depth of one's soul. To really see themselves as needy, as depraved, as wretched, as lost can be, that is, without Christ, without hope, on their way to hell. God, ask God to have mercy upon them, a vile sinner. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's not just using the name of Jesus like a lot of folk think it is, some type of wild emotional experience they've had. They've had a personal experience in grace, but they've got worked up through some meat-headed, dumb, blind, hell-bound, so-called pastor, God is barely glows in all shame, who's never been converted or born again. His color's green. He loves the money. He's after dollars. He's after anything he can get. He loves the prestige and the preeminence that he gets out of all that. And that's all he's after. And he knows nothing at all about really salvation. And of course, Jesus said the blind cannot lead the blind. They'll all fall in the ditch. Everybody that's not been saved by the grace of God, beloved, is blinded by the godless world. The Bible said the godless world has blinded their minds. That's a light, the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. You've got to have the word of God preached to you by somebody who knows the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. You cannot lead anybody when you're blind yourself. The Bible said the blind cannot lead the blind. They'll all fall into the ditch. But when you get saved, I'll guarantee you will never be the same. He operates on your heart. He takes out that old heart of stone, that old corrupted nature, that old vile nature, that old corrupted heart that's inside you, beloved, and he puts a brand new nature, divine nature. The Bible said, God in you, trust in you, the hope of glory. And that's called the operation of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The soul of the spirit is the word of God. That's a weapon piece that God uses, beloved, to divide asunder soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and give you the son of the verse, seeking intent and thought of your heart. You cannot and do not and will not know yourself nor come to yourself if the word of God, beloved, don't deal with you. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolish of preaching to save them that believe. The Bible said the very interest of the word giveth light, beloved, and the light of God has got to shine down in you. The Bible said the light shines in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Of course, Jesus is the light of the world. The very inch of the word giveth light. Beloved, the word of God is a light and lamp on our feet, and we're to hide his word in the heart as Christians, and we might not sin against him. You've got to have the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ shining, beloved, unto you. That's God's light. And you refuse that, you reject that when it's being preached and sent down from heaven. You've got no hope of getting saved. I don't care how many times, beloved, you join up the church. I don't care how many times you've been baptized and how many different organizations, the church or denomination you've joined up with and made some type of mouth confession and got baptized. You'd get baptized 100 times, beloved, and still be just a wet sinner. That's all you'll come up, go down as a sinner, come up a wet sinner, beloved. That's all you'll ever be. You get remorse, get repentant, you get broken, contrite, and God operates on your heart. When he operates on you, it won't be some type of wild emotional experience that, beloved, you've experienced in time past. The reason that you have those kind of problems is because you never got earnest and honest and sincere with the Lord long enough, beloved, and real enough for God to deal with you. And then when he tried to deal with you, you covered up by a pretense and apostasy, trying to convince yourself and tell yourself that you're all right. Well, you're not all right. Only way you could be made right, beloved, or made righteous or right in the sight of God is through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's got to be personally applied to the sin of your soul. The Bible said, outside the shedding of the blood, there is no remission, no forgiveness for your sins. You must be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. The only thing can cleanse you, justify you, qualify you, brethren, and sanctify you is the atoning blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood made the atonement at Calvary when he died and gave up the ghost, and he shed his blood, beloved, and Pilate's judgment hall, and of course all along the way up, God got the seal, and beloved, as he spilt out on the ground as he's hanging on the cross, beloved, when he bore our sins, his own body, and died as a substitute in our place, became the propitiation, the atonement for our sin, when he gave up the ghost and died, with a veil in Jerusalem, that from top to bottom, beloved, made the way into the holiest of holies, where only the high priest could go one time a year, the day of atonement, and of course that not without blood, for his own sin, and went in twice, then for the sin of the people, but whether when Jesus died, he didn't have to bring any type of blood offering for his own self, because he was sinless, he bought himself in his own blood, sacrificed himself, and he went in one time inside the veil, when he died at Calvary and gave up the ghost, beloved, he ripped the veil from top to bottom, making the way to the holiest of holies by doing a living way, which he, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us, and in saying through his flesh, through the veil, his flesh, beloved, he bare our sin in his own body on the tree. The Bible said, cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree. He became a curse for you and I today. He took our place. He became the atonement, propitiation, the atonement for our sins. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and I. That might be made the righteousness of God in him. And if you go to heaven, you'll have to experience a new birth. I don't care what somebody else told you. I'm talking about what the Word of God proclaimed and declared, beloved. God said it, and that'll settle it. You don't have to worry about anybody that's trying to twist it around to suit their own fancy. Tell you something else, beloved, this blessed book tells you. Jesus said himself, except the man be born again, he cannot, will not enter into the kingdom of God. You've got to experience a new birth. And that took the first birth, just use common sense. It took a birth to get you into this world, beloved. That was a freshly birth. That was a water birth. You was born inside of your mother's womb, inside a water bag, beloved. When that water busted, that was a water birth, and then you was born into the flesh, born into this world. That was a fleshly birth. Jesus said you've got to be born of the water and of the spirit, beloved. That fleshly birth and a spiritual birth. Marvel not, he said to you, that you must be born again. He said, that which is flesh, and that which is spirit, spirit. Marvel not, that I said unto you, you must be born again. It's a must. It's a necessity. How simple it is. It's the simplicity of the gospel. Jesus died for sinners. The apostle Paul said, of whom he said, I'm chief. Brother, I knew I was a wretched, vile sinner. I had no problem realizing I had sin in my life. I realized that. I knew that. But I run from the presence of God. I go going to church, getting around somebody that was a Christian, or I thought to be a Christian. I knew my mother was, and that's why I got saved. And prayers caught up with me as a young man born of understanding, blinded by the godless world. The Lord got a hold of my heart, gave me a place of repentance, and I got saved 42 wonderful years ago. Thank God, I said before, I'll say it again this afternoon, I'd have not endured it. Praise God, I've enjoyed it. If you know me, you know how you won't need anybody any happier than I am, any more content and peaceful and grateful and thankful and appreciative of what God done for me. And I am. I'm not boasting. I'm boasting on him. He's good to me. Better than me. I said, somebody said to him, Brother Reed, a pastor, how you doing? I said, much better than I deserve. They said, oh, no. I say, oh, yeah. If I got what I had coming, I'd went to hell a long time ago. He's much better than me. Better than what I deserve. I'm just a wretched, vile sinner saved by the grace of God. Paul said, I am what little I am, only by the grace of God. Said, not even me living, but Christ living in me, the life I now live. He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Living, I'm living by faith. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. And faith is something that things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the ills of the Bible should obtain a good report. Living, you can't get a good report from God if you don't believe him, if you don't trust him, if you don't call on him, if you don't get remorse, broken contract. The Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is rewarder of them that diligently seek. And I'm talking about an unfinished faith. I'm talking about a faith without pretense, without apostasy. I'm talking about believing with the heart. I'm talking about receiving him in the heart. That is the depth of your soul, in your real inner you, the eternal you, the whole you, the thousand and earth flowers. Brother, man's a trinity, his soul, spirit, and body. And beloved, as a soul inside that body and a living spirit, but beloved, you're dead in trespass and sin. He must quicken you, operate on you, make you alive. He's got to transform you and change you, or you wind up dying in your sin and lifting up your eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation and an unquenchable fire that won't ever go out, and the worm will never die, the smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest, day nor night. God help you not to die in sin. Jesus got an awful death. The Bible said he was bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of peace was upon him. Beloved, he was slaughtered lamb, the suffering servant. Beloved, they beat him to a pulp. The Bible said in Isaiah's vices was marred more than the sons of men. Nobody's face, nobody's vices, it had been marred and scarred up and beat like him. He was disfigured, where he was probably just about unrecognizable, beloved. He couldn't hardly tell who he was. And they beat his body. They opened up his body, his bones. He said, they're going to step on all my bones. They laid open his flesh, beloved, and his bones just appeared behind his flesh. And he bled all over. And then in his dying hour, he said his strength was dried up like a potsherd. His tongue played to his jaw. Couldn't even raise up his tongue, beloved. You better read that yourself. And he talked about, beloved, in his dying hour, it said when his heart exploded and busted, that it ran like water and wax is melting in the midst of his bowels. And he gave up the ghost at Calvary, died an awful death that saved vile sinners such as myself and as you this afternoon. Maybe you weren't as vile as I was, beloved. You're a sinner. The Bible said you're saved in iniquity and born in sin. I'm hoping that you weren't, beloved, but I was. And I realized I was. And I was undone and no good and lost and blinded by what God was for. Had no problem seeing I was a sinner. When I got to him, finally, thank God, my mother's prayers caught up with me. I got remorse, repentant. I done all I could do. I said in my heart, my mouth never said nothing. God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, help me, save me, have mercy on me, and forgive me of my sins. The psalmist said this poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered out all his trouble. Brother, I was humble. I was remorse. I was repentant. Repentance means turning away from. I gave up the old life. I was willing to come to him just like I was and live for him and ask him to have mercy upon me, a sinner. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard his cry, thank God, and delivered not all my troubles. Now he'll do the same thing for you, brother. If you'll just be honest and sincere, if you'll be real about yourself, you'll ask God to have mercy upon you as a sinner. Realize you can't save yourself and turn your life over to him. Turn from sin. Come to him. I'll guarantee you, praise God, he'll save you. When he does, you'll know it. What a blessing it is to be saved and born again, and not just to know about him, but to know him as your personal Savior. And I see my time just about gone. Write to us and pray for us, and God bless you. As I pray in his name, amen.